The second thing I want to tell you about is called juice jacking. Okay. Don't get your mind anywhere, Joni. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm going to move on so she doesn't even have a chance to derail us. This is a real thing because I looked it up because, you know, you see stuff. She's gone, y'all. Come back. You see stuff on the interwebs. Oh, she is on so much medication. Okay.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to Designer Cornbread, episode 52. We are
here. I'm sick.
Cornbread is so sick, y'all. She's hiding behind her microphone. So we are
because I look like a pile of poopy. And I know you're going to take like a screenshot
and put it out
on social media. So I'm hiding.
I am. I absolutely am. And that's definitely happening. So we're going to kind of keep it short today.
True friend right there.
I am a true friend. I am very much a true friend, and that's what friends do. So we're going to keep it a little bit short today just so that Cornbread can go rest. It is Labor Day when we're recording this. So we're just going to kind of do a little catch up. Do you have anything that you want to just sort of catch up on this past week besides you getting sick?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to go off here.
Okay, so, here we go.
No, I'm not really going off, but so we're in full blown like football season, right? Especially like high school started.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago. We have our first four games are all home games. We have like eight home games. So I'm doing the food for the press box and I don't have to do it. It's just, I do.
Right.
And so that week that it was like 158 degrees outside, I thought I'm not doing it. I just can't do the heat like this. And it was not so much in the press box is air conditioned. So it's not so much of that, but it was that I would have to be running up and down.
I was going to pause and let people know that when you say this, they're not understanding. They're thinking you go up a thing and I guess if you have a high school, there's no elevator. There's no thing.
No.
She has to schlep the food up to the top of the stands. And then there's
which
like a little
big
rickety
stadium.
Yeah. Which is big. And then there's like a little rickety staircase you got to go up. And
yeah,
like it's
and
no
I have
joke
to make like 15 trips.
Yeah. That's no joke.
So during the middle of the day. So this is like before, you know, I mean, we're at third period.
Yeah.
Which is at, you know, noon and one, and I'm schlepping all that stuff up there. And I thought, I'm not doing it this week.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm out. I didn't even go to the game.
No, it's too hot.
It's too hot.
Anyway,
that was last week. This Friday, I made a big old smorgasbord. And Holly, you would have thought there, I mean, I had a mutiny on my hands.
What?
And I got up there, all those men up there, I think they might have starved to death. I'm not sure who broadcast the game last week because I think they were dead from lack of food.
From missing one week.
Yeah. As they were sitting there piling all that food on their plates, they were giving me the what for.
Listen, you shouldn't take that from them. Who do I need to talk to? I'm going to chain myself to something. It's not going to be good.
Jason Dennis. That's who I'm going to throw out there. Jason Dennis.
Jason, listen here. Let me tell you something. I got an idea. If y'all want to have your food, how about you get one of them little PE classes that's going in the middle of the day? And for PE credit, them little schlubs can get over there and carry her stuff up and down the thing for her. How about you do
sure
that?
I would trust that.
Well, but you know, they could run their laps, come off the lap thing, come grab your food and go up.
I have told the superintendent that if I like die early and you know, once you die, if you die at a young age, people are like doing all kind of memorials for you. What I want as a memorial is I want the Joni Schenck dumbwaiter in the press box.
That is what I told you to get.
I want a dumbwaiter.
Yes,
installed.
The Joni Schenck dumbwaiter. I do like that. I don't like that it's morbid and that you have to die. I feel like you should get the honorary. It should be an honorary thing. They should give it to you now.
Yeah,
I already told you when I saw it, I designed it. It could even just be outside.
Yeah.
Up those rickety metal things on the outside. You just put it down there and then you go up to the top and you push the little button and there it is. Yep. You'd still have to walk up all those steps, but at least you wouldn't have to be carrying, or someone else up there could help. You know, you could just kind of load it and, well, y'all, this is something we can take care of. We never did get our designer cornbread 1 yard of turf or whatever. end zone. We want the designer cornbread end zone. We got to give money.
Yes.
Yes,
we need the designer cornbread
dumbwaiter. How about that? If we donate,
if only we knew a good engineer.
If only we knew a couple of guys that could do engineering things. We'll get right on it.
Anyway, so that's that. The boys were home. They came home this weekend. Of course, SEC football started this weekend.
Oh my gosh! Thank
Mississippi
goodness.
State did have a home game, but they both said, it's just going to be hot. We just want to come watch it from the pool.
Yeah.
And I said, great. Yeah. Fine by me. And so what we did was load up. We just laid the floats side by side in the pool and stuck that big old screen up there and watched Mississippi State football.
That's a good
Tennessee
way to do
football.
It.
Yeah. And
that's a good way to do it this early in the season. Cause there's going to be other opportunities to be at the games and it's just hot.
100%. But what I really found out is that they also mainly came home because they had the big fantasy draft with their friends here.
Okay.
So when I got home from the press box, there were 15, I can't say kids anymore.
No.
Young adults.
Dudes.
Well, dudes. No, there were girls here too.
Okay. Dudes
at
and
my
dudettes.
House. And so thankfully I had all this leftover food from the press box that I just threw at them and said, I'm going to bed. Y'all
you just like
up.
Dumped it and then kept on walking. Cornbread out. Listen to you. That is a lot, but you had your boys home.
I did.
We saw our boy JB on the TV.
You
got a screenshot.
Yes, JB did go down to the he did go down.
He's number one fan.
Yeah.
So
two came up, one went down.
Exactly. So you kind of had that little switcheroo. And he was on the TV in his Hawaiian shirt.
Just say JB Schenck gets on TV more than anybody I know.
He's the most famous one out of all of us.
Yes.
It's true. We just ride his coattails. So that was very fun to see that picture of it. Made me so happy. I will say, because we're really just going to talk about football today
for 30 minutes. That's it. Yeah.
Listen, Cornbread just needs to, she's sick. I will say, praise the Lord, we got a kicker.
We got a kicker. That was the big discussion as we were watching it is thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I cannot take another special teams and kicking last year league-wise.
It was
so bad. And this little true freshman, I don't know his name, but this little true freshman kicked a 47 and a 49-yard field goal. It made me so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Because we couldn't kick worth.
Oh, it was terrible last year,
and it made me very upset.
And you know what? And they had to get that straightened out. I mean, that had to be their number one recruit.
Yeah,
right there. They had to they had to offer.
He's a little precious freshman. I think he's from Arkansas. I think they said Searcy, Arkansas, or something. Anyway,
I believe that's right.
But anyway, so he's just precious, and we're happy to have him aboard. We'll see if other teams, kind of got the memo on that too. I will say a couple things. So I am about to finish the watching the LSU Florida State game. So don't say anything to me if you know. You may not know, but don't, just keep it quiet. Which was the biggest game of the weekend in terms of was going to be a good game. And so far, it's a real good game. But I had to record it because we were doing stuff. So I'm watching that, and I stand by what I said last year in terms of the best opening coming in, one of the best. There's several really, really good ones, but I will never get over Florida State with their Seminole Native American person, dude, I think it's a dude, riding in on that Appaloosa horse with his spear, planting it in the middle of the field. And while all of them or the whole stadium is, I'll never get over it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fantastic. I love it. And then I saw another clip from, I don't know when, before the game, I guess, when the band was doing something. And the Seminole was in the middle of the field after he died. And the little tuba guy, well, they're not little. The tuba players were all running a circle around him with their tubas.
I didn't see that one.
It was just on like a little clip. And they were running with their tubas. Them big old tuba boys were running around him. And I was like, it made me so, it just made me really happy. So we're off to a fantastic start with that. I'm over and above. I've watched a few other games just to kind of, the first week, it's just kind of, to me, the LSU Florida game is the only one that I was kind of like excited to watch as a game, but it's just kind of, let's get a look at everybody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Except sometimes you've got like big turnovers, you know, I mean, the Cinderella teams win.
That's right.
You know,
they do get a chance. That's exactly right. Cause it's early enough in the season. Not everything's ironed out, you know?
And, but this year I can't say there were any big upsets. I mean, there was one year we played like Appalachian State, you know, I mean, it was like, oh yeah, we're, you know, and we lost. Was that 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago. And they were just like the Cinderella team. And they were a blast.
What just happened here? Yeah. Yeah.
They were mowing over everybody. It was amazing. I will say that along those lines a little bit, Tim was telling me, I only watched clips of as they came on between other SEC games or SEC games and stuff, clips of Colorado playing TCU. And you know how great TCU was in the season last year. They didn't have a great final, you know, championship game, but and Colorado University, I guess, the Buffaloes, and I don't follow, I have no idea what division they're, have no idea.
Yeah.
But Tim was telling me, because they won, they beat TCU, it was a high scoring game. It was, they were both in the 40s. And he's like, did you know their new coach is Deion Sanders?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Deion is their coach. So, yeah,
so let me tell you a
little
bit.
Is in their coaching.
And I didn't watch it. Caleb was watching it and I was in and out doing stuff. But in one of the interviews, I mean, there was like a reporter who said they'll never win. They're not going to win a game. They're not going to win.
Because they didn't last year. They stunk, apparently.
And so then Deion is doing a press conference and they said, I have a question. He said, okay, I'll answer your question after you answer mine. He said, do you believe? And the guy said, what? He said, do you believe? He said, do I believe what? He said, I know what you said. Do you believe? And he said, I don't, what? And he said, next question.
Yeah. Listen, y'all listen.
Don't be messing with Deion now.
Listen, I'm 100% in. Like I said, do I know anything about this school, this team, these people? No, I know nothing. It does not matter. Then Tim showed me his pregame, you know, talk to his players. And of course, you know, I guess he coached at Jackson State or somewhere. He's been coaching somewhere else. I didn't know. Like
Jackson
I said,
Jackson State. Yeah.
Yeah. I know nothing, but he's in there. They've been terrible, I guess, last year, the whole program. And he came in and has just completely revamped it, and he's doing his talk and he's getting them all riled up, and then he's, you know, getting them chanting at the end, and then he stops and goes, put on my theme song, I want my theme music. And he's got theme music,
of course he does,
and I guess he has every year. He's got his own theme music that he plays, and he's like getting down with his bad self. You guys, I'm not gonna be able to look away. And you know what else on top of it? His son's the quarterback on that team.
Yeah.
This is the Appalachia State. This is the story for me this season. Now I gotta put them in my favorites on Hulu to record these fool Buffaloes, because I gotta see what happens.
Yeah. So I watched the Tennessee game, and Tennessee's looking good. And this may be Tennessee's year. I'm just gonna say it may be their year.
Well, they're getting a lot of talk.
I know. So Tennessee, and then I watched Mississippi State. And then, of course, Caleb was watching, you know, Deion's team, and I was in and out. But then, And I still didn't sit down to watch the Alabama game, but I wanted to.
I didn't watch it at all. What'd you see?
Well, I would pay attention because one of my CIT's sons is a freshman playing for Alabama this year.
Who is it?
So, well, do you remember Michelle Brandon?
Of course I do.
So Michelle's son, Davis. I know Davis Peterson.
Okay, now I got to follow that more closely.
You got to follow Alabama.
Well, I do. Anyway.
I know. I was sending it to all these people that I know who are Alabama fans.
Word. Like, what position does he play?
I'm not real sure. I think he's offensive line.
Okay. Oh, so he big boy.
He's.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Little Michelle. I mean,
she's tiny. Michelle, we got to talk. What in the heck? Okay.
She has this giant bulldog of a kid. You know,
okay. So, oh, yeah. Well, that makes me very happy. I love it when I know somebody that's somebody, because then I just root for them, you know.
And I saw her, and she posted a little picture on Instagram of, you know, proud mom. And I thought, I wonder what that feels like, you know, for your, your child, all these practices that you've taken them to, all this.
I can't imagine. You know,
and now they're playing for Alabama.
One of the best.
You know, love them or hate them, they're an SEC powerhouse.
They are for certain.
You know, I hate it. I don't like them, but that's what they are.
You know, and we don't have to always like them, but, you know, when push comes to shove at the end of the day, if it's them versus another conference, we're happy to have them. Yeah. So,
and there's your child out on the field. I mean, what does that feel like?
I wouldn't make it. God didn't give me that because I don't think I'd be able to make it.
No.
Especially in this time of life when they'd be at that age doing it and I'm up there flashing and having the hot flashes and it would take me out. It would take me out. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was a great first week and we'll keep going and we'll keep giving you all the insights that we have and, you know, we'll go from there. I do have just a little news update corner. I just had a couple of things that I saw in the news this week that I thought I would let people know about. First of all, this is a question I have for maybe someone from our State Department or somewhere. I don't know. They need to go and tell Japan. Japan is releasing or planning to release radioactive water from Fukushima nuclear power plant. They're going to release it into the water, into the ocean.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
That sounds, well, and apparently it's safe and all. And normally I'd be like, I'm sure it's safe, but listen, did anyone not grow up in the 70s watching all them Godzilla movies on Saturday mornings?
Yeah.
Where does Godzilla come up and attack, Joni? Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten. Is it New York or San Francisco?
Japan.
Oh, that's right. It started in Japan. You're right.
He goes and he comes out the water and he gets Tokyo. So Japan, I'm going to need you to rethink that. The second update I have is actually.
Go ahead.
Am I wrong? Where am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
They're going to make Godzilla. The second news thing is of a little more of a. Although I think creating Godzilla is a very serious topic, but this is a thing that I just found out about that again, it's nothing.
Let me just stop right here. I mean, I'm thinking we're going to go to like some, you know, nuclear waste kind of, I wasn't sure where Godzilla was not on the radar for me.
Listen, I was very into those movies as a child.
Yeah.
And they would all be, the original old ones were in Japanese and they had to dub in the words and it was always off.
Yep.
And Mothra would come out of the sky. Mothra. And I mean, I loved those monster movies, the old King Kong. I loved them. And they would be on it
King Kong. Yeah.
I did too. And they'd be on Saturday, you know, all day Saturday on Channel 11 here in St. Louis. And
sometimes they play them late too, right? Yeah. You know, right before the national anthem and then the gray screen.
There you go. Exactly. And so I just is imprinted. I'm just like, you know, putting nuclear radioactive things into the water where big old sea creatures already live. You know, there's some big old things down in there. She's really just laughing at me. And I think that some of you understand
some
what I'm
medication.
Saying.
I don't know if I need medication or if you need medication.
I probably do.
We need some
medication, so it's all fine. I'm just putting it out there to be aware.
Okay. All right.
Japan, you might want to rethink it. The second thing I want to tell you about is called juice jacking. Okay. Don't get your mind anywhere, Joni. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm going to move on so she doesn't even have a chance to derail us. This is a real thing because I looked it up because, you know, you see stuff. She's gone, y'all. Come back. You see stuff on the interwebs. Oh, she is on so much medication. Okay. Listen, this is serious, Joni. I saw a video about not using the, you know, the chargers, the public chargers at the airport and stuff, that the USB you plug right in to the USB when you're at the airport or wherever you are. And apparently the FBI has put out a warning on using those because, of course, stupid head people have created a way to put something on it, or I don't know what the magic mojo.
They're downloading your information.
And getting into your thing and putting malware onto your phone.
Okay.
And it's just through some of the USB things. So you can use a regular plug with your block, like a regular plug is fine. But don't you? And I looked it up because I'm like, you know, you see these things and you're like, what? And I did look it up and I did see a CBS ran a story that I guess the Denver FBI office put out a kind of a, you know, be aware. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know, but I sent it out to my people just because it's like, if you can avoid it, you know,
don't do it.
If there's another plug there, it's better to use that, which is a shame. And guys, this is why we can't have nice things, because people go around juice checking and I've had it.
Okay. Speaking of airlines, I do have one thing that I want to say, and Ron showed this to me.
Okay.
This guy, I mean, he makes this little TikTok, I guess, video, or he makes some sort of video to his wife. And he said, honey, I just want to, I've just gotten off the plane and I want to tell you this before you hear this. And here's what happened. Anyway, he's sitting next to some woman, stranger. He does not know her, on the plane. And he says, and I texted you, her name in his phone is Beautiful. So he texted her and he said, I'm on the plane about to take off. I love you. And then pulls up, you know, I don't know the name, Alicia or whatever. And he said, I pulled up another girl on my phone and I pretty much texted her the same thing that I texted you, on the plane about to leave. I love you. Anyway, this woman next to him confronted him about it and went off. But he said before that, he had been on his, I don't know, either TikTok or Snapchat. And so she had his information from that. And she told him, she said, I'm going on. I'm telling your wife. I'm telling, you know, whatever. And then he said, so I just want to tell you before you hear it from her that, you know, that I texted this other girl and sorry, I won't text her anymore. But what I'm going to need you to do is if you'll walk down the hall and tell her daughter that I'm sorry.
I was just going to.
That I can't text her anymore.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because I thought that could have been his daughter.
Yes, but I thought there's so much wrong with that. One, she's eavesdropping on him. I mean, she's sitting there.
Well, she's reading his text. She's not
reading
even eavesdropping. She's reading his.
I mean, but that's what it is. I mean, it's technological eavesdrop. She's watching him, getting him on his Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Why does she even? Can you imagine? I just can't imagine sitting there looking at somebody's phone.
Well, that's why I hide it so people can't, because I'm not doing that.
But there's so much, I mean, there's so much. One, she has no idea what she's talking about. And she's just going off and she's just letting her hatred of men guide all that.
Well, did he say anything to her? Like, this is my daughter. Because that would have really shut her up.
I don't know. He didn't.
I would have been like, that's my daughter, ma'am. Mind your business.
He probably did it. So I don't know what he did. Or maybe he just let her go on with her fool self. I don't know.
I wouldn't have. I would have put a stop to it.
But here's the other thing. You know, even if he was having an affair, I'm not saying it makes it right, but what business of it is hers?
Mm-hmm.
You are sitting next to a stranger on an airplane.
Right.
That is You have no idea what that situation is.
What probably happened was she's probably had someone cheating on her. And, so she's kind of very sensitive and thinks she's doing the right thing. But he should have projected that onto other people. you gotta confront right back. Not that, again, he didn't need to confront her, but he just needed to be like, hey, that's my daughter. Why are you reading my texts?
Yeah. Why are you reading my, yeah. Anyway.
Rude. Well, you just never know nowadays. You never know nowadays.
Anyway.
That's it. Yeah, that's all. That's all I have for my news corners. Watch out for the juice jackers in Japan. You need to rethink stuff.
Go to Japan or Godzilla's going to get you.
Listen,
and then they're going to come over to New York. Because remember, they came over and then Godzilla and King Kong are going to get in a big fight.
Yeah, New York is always next. Or Los Angeles.
God help you if you're in an airplane.
Yeah. St. Louis because is low on the reach list. Up.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't coming to us first. They're coming for you coast. So let's get it together out there. I want to say too, real quickly, before we got on here, you know, I told you Tim went to run and get some Chick-fil-A with HUD for us, which, you know, we usually only do that if we're like kind of traveling or something. But anyway, every single person in my family saw the ads. If you watched any football all over the weekend, you saw the ads for their new sandwich they have. It is a honey pepper pimento cheese chicken sandwich.
Let's talk the South right there,
Listen, they went and got those bad boys. We talked about it this morning. Avery in Chattanooga was going with her roommate to go get one today. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, we need to get those. And we were going to have them for dinner a little later. That's why I would have been ready to record a little sooner. But luckily, Tim looked it up and the Chick-fil-A closes at 4 today. So the Lord, as Tim said, Jesus is taking off at 4. No more of the Lord's chicken after 4 o'clock today. So they went and ran and got him. And let me tell you what, two thumbs up. It was a good sandwich. I'm not gonna lie.
Good.
It had honey on it.
I'll have to travel to a city to get it.
I know. I'm so sorry. Y'all need a Chick-fil-A. The pimento cheese wasn't like my favorite. Like, it was good traditional pimento cheese. It was very good. It was tasty for sure. And it wasn't
palmettos.
No, it wasn't, but it was very good. And it was just delicious. So I want to recommend, if you have not had their new, I think it's just called like a honey pepper pimento cheese. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
Sandwich. And it was real good. And I'm still drinking my lemonade out of my little Chick-fil-A cup. So that's all I got. We'll push some stuff that we were going to talk about till next week. We'll talk about, I don't know if you look at the Trello board ever anymore, but
I do.
I know actually. You do.
Sometimes.
I think next week we'll do like a little, just some easy dinner ideas, just like for back to school and like just, you know, kind of concepts. We'll talk about that a little and maybe something else. But right now, give us your recipe, Joni.
Well, I'm going to cheat a little bit, but we smoked a brisket this weekend for the ball game. I mean, we had tailgate out by the pool. We just didn't do it in Starkville. Mm-hmm. And Ron smoked a brisket. And I'm going to tell you what, y'all. It is, briskets are fantastic and they are easy to
do. They are.
It's just time consuming. Mm-hmm. So literally you get your brisket and you cut the fat and the silver skin off, but don't throw your fat away. I'm going to address that in a minute.
Okay.
You are going to put salt and pepper, coarse salt and pepper, and I put garlic powder on mine,
ma'am.
And then you go stick it
ma'am.
In the smoker at 225 for 8 hours. I mean, that's it. So you have to have a smoker. And
right. And you got to be home just to kind of check. But other than that, that's it.
It's easy. So, but listen, take that fat and put it in a oven safe bowl, stick it in the smoker with your brisket and just render that down. And so you're going to take the brisket off and you're going to wrap it in like butcher paper or aluminum foil. But before you do that, baste that rendered fat onto it and then wrap it and put it back in the smoker for about 4 more hours. Y'all, you will be the hit of your tailgate. It is good.
Now, that's an idea.
Yeah.
So anyway,
so I went ahead and posted pretty much everything that I just said on our designercornbreadpodcast.com site for the recipe. But I'm linking to heygrillhey.com because it has a lot of really good insight and information on smoking that brisket.
Excellent.
So,
oh man, that sounds so good. So does that mean Ron has his mojo back? Because remember he lost his mojo.
Yeah, he lost it with the but yeah, he's got the mojo back.
He's got it back. Really,
and you know, I expect good things. He's got a new smoker, so I expect some good things.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds amazing. And that's just the base for any meal. Then whatever side, whatever else you want to do, the brisket is such a star. So I give that 2 thumbs up. And then
you cut the ends. You've got those burnt ends on the, oh, it's so good.
That sounds amazing. Excellent.
Okay. Top three.
Okay, it's also your top three. Right. So you're not feeling good, but you've got heavy duty.
Here I am. And here I am.
Here she is.
Okay, I found a, from Totally Bamboo, I found a state bamboo cutting board. And it's, they've got all 50 states and they're like different, you know, highlights of each state in there. But like Tennessee even has Savannah on it.
You're kidding.
So they even have, you know, some small town things and just different, you know, like, up by Nashville, they've cut out guitars and,
that's,
you know,
fun. So,
yeah, just a good little cutting board, especially.
And what a great gift for anybody, someone moving away, someone, you know,
and even
that's
for your
fun.
Your state tailgating things, you know,
absolutely.
Tennessee, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, I mean, whatever you've got.
Yeah.
Just to have these, you could use it. I mean, it can be a cutting board. You could use it as a charcuterie board, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, but yeah,
that's awesome.
Really, it was really, really cute. Okay. Holly.
Yes.
You know, my fondness for rosemary.
Yes.
I have found Planters has come out with rosemary sea salt cashews.
Oh, cashews.
Yes.
Oh,
rosemary sea salt cashews.
Okay. All right. I'm writing it down.
And they had, because I first saw some, you know, have like, they have the cinnamon when we go to Silver Dollar City and they have like the cinnamon almonds or whatever.
Yeah,
I saw those and I went, ooh. And then I looked next to it and there were the Planters rosemary sea salt cashews.
Wow. That's because I had rosemary diamond. Is it diamond? I think diamond is the other nut brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has a rosemary salt almond, but not the cashews.
Oh, these are cashews.
That sounds really good. I'm into cashews right now. Okay.
Okay.
Mm.
My next favorite thing, there is an author that I was a little hesitant to read her book because I have read her books before and I was not a fan of them.
Mm-hmm.
She is, but my mother said, nope, you got to read this series. So anyway, her name is Irene Hannon and she used to be like a Christian romance author.
Oh boy.
And I'm not into, I just don't. Y'all, I feel like I'm a peeping Tom, you know.
If there's one category that's like the opposite of what I ever want to read, it's Christian romance.
Well, I mean, it had like a little bit of mystery in it, but she was so heavy on the, and then I felt his breath on my neck.
Okay, you know, okay.
I feel like I'm like a peeping Tom or that I'm trying, I just don't like
it. Not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Okay.
However,
what's this new one?
So she has a Guardians of Justice series. And I am telling you, this woman has taken it up a notch.
Really?
But yes, several notches. Fantastic. It takes place in St. Louis.
Oh, you know what? Your mom was telling us about this when I was there.
And I was very hesitant. But the only reason that I ordered it is I'd finished a series and I thought, okay, I'll try it because I just need something to read. They are fantastic. They are, I mean, true, you know, good stories. You pretty much know, okay, they're going to get together in the end.
Right, right.
But there's a lot of like dark things. You may like it. One, it talks about
darkness.
Ted Drews a lot. It talks about schnooks. It talks about,
so this
you
is
know,
like maybe a real St. Louis person. Then,
it is.
She must know.
Possibly. Okay. Possibly. Okay. I mean, she knows that Kirkwood came up and, you know, just different.
Okay.
So, but they have some dark, but anyway, it's called the Guardians of Justice series.
And isn't it, just real briefly, isn't it like FBI or something?
Yeah,
is it FBI office that kind of, just to give people an idea of what, it's
so
not like Demon Hunters or.
Actually, no. It focuses actually on like three siblings. And so the first book is the oldest sibling, Jake, and he is a U.S. Marshal. And the second one is the sister who is, she works with the Department of Children's Services.
Oh, okay.
And makes a few enemies doing that. Mm-hmm. And the third one is, I'm on the third one right now, and he is just a City of St. Louis cop.
Okay. So it's all different areas. Or a
detective. He's a detective.
Okay. Okay. Well, that does sound interesting.
And I don't know if he's with the county or the city, but anyway, he's, you know, he's a cop.
Okay.
But yeah. And so then you get, even like in the second and third, you still get weavings of, you know, what happened with Jake, and, you know, Jake is still in there. He's the eldest one, and Allison is the sister. So it's all kind of woven together in there.
Okay. But, okay. That sounds really good. That does sound really like just when you want to read that next. And I love a series, even a shortish one, just in case if you like it, you just kind of know the next one you want to do. And you know, just makes it easy. So that is outstanding. Very good job, Cornbread.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go take some medicine and go to bed.
Absolutely. So thank you. Thanks for listening, guys. This is a little short one, like we said, but that's okay. Cause you know, we'll have more next week, and Cornbread will be fighting fit, and we'll come back with more foolishness and more good stuff. So thanks for listening. Thank you, Optimus Media, our wonderful sponsor, and goodbye, Cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
Hello, sicko.
I am hiding behind this microphone. Oh,
I got to take a screenshot.
Here no.
That's it. That's what we got.
I am telling you what. Oh, this is awful.
Honey, your voice. Bless your heart.
If you think I'm sexy. Oh, okay.